Absolutely, it was a huge success in Dublin. A big fight came out for Dublin turnout for it. It's only a small contingent from Cork and around the rest of the country ran, and there was a massive Dublin v Dublin rival matchups on it, and it produced some massive cracking fights and massive knockouts, and there was a whole lot of thrills and spills on it. Like,
and Keith,
you know,
Levin's knockout just went around the world.
It absolutely did, yeah. Keith, it was back and before for before that, like, you know, there's a promo of some of the highlights from that event, and before that, Carol Cock Heaton, he rocked him against Cage, and like they really were standing taut, so feet planted on the ground, yeah, and just banging at each other, and Carol just got caught in the end with a huge, huge knockout, like, you know.
One of the best knockouts I think I've ever seen.
Oh,
gone mad, I wasn't there to see it in person.
Yeah, but and it was like the atmosphere for it was just really hard to describe, like.
Back on home turf though, next Saturday night in another top class card.
Yeah, another huge card. Now we've of course we've a mix of MMA, and then we've the Thai boxing in the cage.
Mm.
But on top of the Thai boxing in the cage, we've had an extra bit of excitement about it. Some of the Thai fights, the Cage Kings title fights, will be in MMA gloves, which is slightly different from the normal gloves, because it's harder for the lads hiding behind those gloves, and you know, it's completely eye opener to watch lads let loose in those gloves, like, you know, stand up strikers.
Yeah, I mean, I can imagine a lot of lads now coming to you saying, look, I want to get on these Cage Kings cards, I want to fight in the MMA gloves now.
Yeah, a lot of people like, and they'd contact me to say I want to fight, and I wouldn't really basically I'm keeping that for the higher level fighters to fight in those gloves, like, you know, because in MMA, you know, the back and forth fighting, you're standing up, you're getting hit, but a lot of time you can work position and go to the ground, and it's not repeated. But in the stand up tie fights and in the full rules fights, it's constant, always punching, maybe elbow, all right, you have the kicking and the knee and the clinching, but there's no hiding behind. It's just continuous shots of those MMA gloves, so it's only for the higher level guys, like, and I don't insist as really on that, like,
yeah,
you know?
Fair enough. One of the fights I'm looking forward to most is Domi Kelly and Owen Mack. Now, I had Domi in earlier, he's really looking forward to this, but this has all the makings of an absolute classic next Saturday.
Should do, yeah. It's going to be a great fight. Domi is great support. Mac is great support. People love to watch Domi. He's tricky. He's actually won the Cage Kings title last year by body shot, like, you know. Mm. And he dropped his opponent. His opponent didn't make it off the ground. I think Domi, a lot of people think Domi's the favourite of this because he's produced some really good fights, and he won the Irish title in phenomenal style there about 6 months ago. Mac is probably the underdog, maybe a bit under the radar for some people, like, but I suppose what people don't know about Mac is that he's the most of knockouts, I'd say, stoppages from stopping people, leg kicks, punches, and he's also the most appearances on Neptune as well. He's international fights where he's won by stoppage, like, so maybe a little under the radar, there's no doubt about it. Domi's an extremely skilled opponent, and it'll be interesting. It's going to be an interesting one, and it'll see what happens.
Really looking forward to that. Looking forward to seeing Ryan Sheen as well. This is his first time in the MMA gloves, isn't it?
First time in the MMA gloves now for Ryan. He'll take on another person from Domi's gym, Aaron McGahey. They both know each other, like, you know, but that's the way with a lot of the gyms, like, anyway, especially against Spartan, Domi and Aaron's gym. We know each other an awful lot between the Siam gym and their gym, and between myself and Seamus, we'd mix together, but. Yeah, it's going to be a real good fight. Aaron's produced a great win over in his last fight, and he's an international fight, and Ryan's been up there high caliber international, but these are the two main guys at the weight, and the only person in Aaron's way is Ryan, and so it's just going to do it, and we see what happens.
The atmosphere for those fights is going to be ridiculous, because it's Cork versus Cork, so it's just going to be mental in Neptune.
Yeah, absolutely, the first Cage Kings we had Paul Budden against Sean Clancy, and that had to be really, really one of the highlights of any of the Neptune shows. Just watch it go back and forth. Clancy went down, Clancy got up, and he carried such grit and determination. He battled it out to the end. And
I remember interviewing him after the fight with half his lip hanging off. Like.
That was it. Like, and he had that from round one. He had that from round one. We were trying to treat it, and the cuts were trying to treat it during the middle of the round. Like, I was looking at him, and just before you go back out for the second round, putting back in the gum shielder, they're going, dear God, is this worth it? So, I know what you send him, like, you know.
Oh, man, he's some man for one man. Yes. Adrian Kirby and James O'Connell as well could be a classic.
Absolutely. It's a rematch. Again, it was on Cage Kings Dublin. Kirby was taking the earlier rounds. Donkey started to come back in the third round, but previous to that, Donkey had dropped his gum shield a good couple of times during the fight, like, and like, people were sort of going, Jesus, what's going on there, like, you know, and thought he was going to get a warning or a point before. He didn't, but it went to a fourth round, And during the fourth round, Donkey's make it. Adrian started off very well in the start of the fourth round. Yeah. Donkey made a phenomenal go for it because he got a point taken off in the middle of the fourth round. And, you know, it was just maybe that bit, little bit too late to seal the fight for himself, but it's going to be. Donkey's determined to get down to business earlier on, and Adrian knows that he can be the champion, so it's going to be great.
Talk to me about the Battle of the Waynes, Wayne Cambridge versus Wayne Grant.
Wayne Cambridge versus Wayne Grant is going to be. Wayne Cambridge, I think when he fought in Dublin, he took the title, but Wayne Grant is very dangerous, coming very heavy handed. Wayne Cambridge is fighting heavier than he really should. He can make lighter weights, but he's doing the fight anyway, you know, to make matches. He won the fight by cut from an elbow, stopping Wayne Grant. The doctor stopped the fight. Didn't even come out for the second round, so they were just getting going really. Wayne Grant's a really strong, really, really aggressive fighter, coming in with some big heavy shots, but I think you'll see a different Wayne Cambridge this time from what you see in Dublin. I think you're going to see a really sharp and strong Wayne Cambridge.
Really looking forward to that. And the last one then of the Cage Kings fights is Craig Coakley and Eric O'Leary.
Craig Coakley from Dublin, he's just like a steam train at the moment. For the last 12 months he's running through everyone. He's destroyed his last five or six opponents. He's destroyed an international Dutch fight. All his Irish opponents have been put away. I don't think anyone's gone the distance with him. He's just taken them all out basically, and he's taken them out in style, like, and he's really sharp fighter. And then he's going fighting, he takes on Eric O'Leary from Cobra in Cork. Eric had an excellent fight on his own home show there, the Cobra home show. He beat Greg Hart, who was an Irish champion himself, and Eric did that in style. So it's going to be Eric stepping up for this one. Eric is stepping up. He's in against a real good caliber champion in Coakley, but Eric's a really he can pull off kicks to the head there from incredible speed, like, you know. So again, going to be really interesting, like, you know.
There are five fights there that are worthy of headlining any card, but they're all on the card next Saturday night. Shows you the depth of the card.
All on the card and all doing that cage Muay Thai in the MMA gloves in the cage, so, and it's really full on. They're 3-3 rounds. If it's close, it goes to an extra round, so it's very fast paced fighting, like, you know.
Yeah, I can't wait for next Saturday. That's before we even get into, like, even the Thai fights, the MMA fights. It's a really busy night.
It is. It's just like, you know, all around the country, like, you in shows, like, you mightn't even get an A class fight at a show, like, you know, but on these Cork shows or in these Cage Kings that we do, you're getting half the card is full rules fights, which are basically headline fights on that show. All of them are worthy of a headline fight anywhere else. You have Barry O'Connor and Dennis O'Brien, they're taking each other on. Dennis O'Brien was around years ago, he's making a bit of a comeback there now. He takes on Barry. They're two big lads, they're two extremely manoeuvrable and evasive fighters for such big guys, like, you know. And that should be really interesting. Again, another Cork battle.
Yeah, and then all the MMA fights on the card as well, like, you know, there's three pro fights.
Just three pro fights on the card. You have James Gallagher from SPG in Dublin, Conor McGregor's training partner. He was over in the Mac Mansion with Conor. He's part of the crew over there with them. He's making his actual pro debut here, and he plans on making a statement. It's a rematch with Dennis Ahern from West Coast Warriors. They previously fought. I don't know if you've seen a picture of Dennis. He looks in a phenomenal shape. James Gallagher plans on stamping his mark anyway on his first pro debut, and thankfully you have it on Cage Kings. I think he's tipped for the top, James. Like, you know.
And another MMA fight that should be a cracker is Dylan Manning and Dwayne Crowley.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm really looking forward to this one myself. Like, they're two big solid lads, like, you know. Dwayne Crowley's come from a Taekwondo background. He's now he's mixing with Thai boxing down Andrew's gym, and he's training in a few gyms around the place. Dylan Manning's well known from the Musqueam Judo and Sambo Club, like, well respected family in martial arts and judo and everything. Like, Dylan, I can't wait for the fight, to be honest. Like, I'm really looking forward, because they're two big lads, like, and they're liable to pull off anything. And between Dylan has a big following, I suppose, from his own fight gym and all that, like, and then Dwayne Crowley is doing some training with lads up in CIT, and they have massive numbers coming there, like, so they should have huge support on it as well, like, you know.
Cannot wait for this car. Tickets are still available, but they are going to go fast.
They are. There's about 80% of them gone there at the moment. Like, so, you know, it's highly advisable to get them. There'll probably be a limited amount on the door, but there's no guarantee. You know, once it's at capacity, it's at capacity.
Excellent. I can't wait for that. Just before I let you go, I have to talk about Aaron's fight in Japan last week. A very close one, but great to see Aaron back in action.
Yeah, he was back, and by all accounts, the promoter contacted me afterwards, and I sent Wayne Sheehan over there with him, and he did really well, and he's been out for 80 months. Like, he had Aaron, to be fair on him, he for the last 5-6 years he's fought, and he got to fight on all the top shows in the UK, like shows that hold 2,000-2,500 people. He was over in Italy on Big Show in Milan. He was in Belgium. So he was not, since he's 16-17, he's fighting A class, and he's been there 5-6 years all the time, repeated fights 5-6 years, like, and that was his first break of really of any stage fighting. But mainly it was out of injury and maybe a bit of rest for himself as well, like, you know. But he's back, and he came back against the Japanese champion, Japanese world champion, the same guy he's fought Rung Ravi, he's fought his WBC titles. Aaron went in and no problem, and he did the goods over there, like, you know. He had him caught in the second round with an elbow. And then he got caught himself then in the fifth round.
Yeah.
Great fight.
Delighted to see him back in action. Really looking forward to seeing him fight again. But at this moment, Simon Martin, thanks very much. Looking forward to Saturday.
Thanks, Rory. Cheers, thanks.
Yeah, my tie with the MMA gloves in the cage, it's a different breed compared to the ring, because if you see people come out way worse than the ring, even though there's elbows loads, but the smaller gloves are just deadly. Like, you get cut, if you just get cut open, it's not just a cut, like with the small gloves, it's bruising, it's damaged eye sockets, it's whatever else is there.
I remember watching Sean Clancy and Paul Budden last year, and just Budden's face afterwards from the gloves was just incredible.
Yeah, Budden's face was fairly bad after that fight. Like, I don't even think he could see properly.
No, I suppose the gloves, the 4 ounce gloves, is it?
Yeah, it's a 4 ounce glove. It's like a fist. Yeah. So it's like getting bitten by a fist. So it's worse than normal gloves, yeah. Clearly, as you can see in the last two events of the Cage Kings.
Is this your first fight with MMA gloves now?
No, this is my second. My first fight was Cage Kings 1 in Neptune.
Oh, yeah.
I fought Marco Mani.
I remember that. Yeah. How have you found the MMA gloves? I mean, like, it must be a massive change because you're so used to the Thai gloves.
Yeah, it's different, right? Because you have to wrap your thumb underneath the fist, and if you punch wrong, your thumb's gone for life, and you just damage your hands faster. Like.
Yeah, but I suppose even just finding range, because you're so used to the gloves being bigger.
Yeah, it's different finding range, because, like, if the bigger gloves, you have more padding, like, and you have to step in more to the punch. So if you got caught with a punch, mainly you're out with the MMA gloves.
And I suppose you have to be very careful as well in sparring, that you don't get cut or whatever, because as you said, it's so easy to get cut with those gloves.
Yeah, sparring is deadly, like, because as you know, no one likes getting hit, and if you get hit, like, hard, you want to hit them back hard. Yeah. You can't with the MMA gloves, because you're going to break each other up.
Yeah, I'm glad you're in here, because I've been a big fan of yours for quite a long time because of your explosive and exciting style, shall we say.
Thanks for that, Rory.
Yeah, I mean, like, tell us about your history of the sport, and tell us, like, how you got involved in it.
I mainly started off when I was younger, just to cut weight, because I was heavy as a child. But I got asked to compete by Seamus and John, and I just took the fight, and we came from there for really.
Yeah, it's a kind of like I've talked
a long road.
Yeah, and a lot of lads just say they get addicted to it, like almost straight away.
I didn't find that.
Really?
I didn't find it addictive, because I was hiding in bathrooms to escape the warm up, because I wasn't fit enough, and I wasn't that much addictive until I started actually getting more fit, and say about 2-3 years into it, like. But now I'm flying with it, and all the fighting's going well, thank God.
Yeah, fantastic. How's the training camp gone this time around?
Yeah, training camp's gone really good. We have a good bunch of lads fighting on the show also, so we're all come together now, and I think we're all going to do good.
I suppose with you as well, it's not so much a training camp, because you kind of stay in shape all year round.
Yeah, it's not like a training camp, it's just bringing the intensity up and tracks and more stuff, and just technically trying to get stronger, faster as I'm growing as a human being, and just trying to learn different movement of my body, and mixing things up in training, really, because you get bored of doing the same thing all over.
And then, as you say, like, Seamus Cogan, John Kelly really pushing out there as well.
Yeah, Seamus Cogan, John Kelly, like, they always have different things pulling over the hats for me to try. And
is there another couple of you fighting from the gym as well? I mean, like, I know Barry's fighting.
There's Barry O'Connor fighting Aaron McGahey's fighting Ryan Sheen. That'd be a fantastic fight.
That's going to be class, yeah.
Like, oh, it's going to be unbelievable.
Big fan of Ryan.
Yeah, two of them are like Aaron's up and coming. Ryan proved that he's the best in Ireland, but it's a really tough fight for both of them, I think. Adrian Corby's fighting James O'Connell. Corby beat Donkey, James O'Connell, in the last Cage King, so Donkey wants to get his title back for revenge, but Corby's training hard, so it's going to be a good fight. I think all of us in the club knows we all have tough fights, and we're all trying hard for him. We're all ready to rock Neptune Stadium anyway.
And it's good that, I suppose, that there's a lot of you kind of fighting on the same character, so you all kind of push each other in.
Yeah, there's a good buzz at the club. train with the lads like as we're fighting same venues is easier for the trainers too, but it's easier for us too because we can all train together, we can all practice, we can go for a run together. So it's grand, like it's good.
Now I have to talk about your opponent next Saturday. Owen Mack is a guy we've had on the show a couple of times and a very explosive, a very strong fighter as well. He's a guy you know as well. So I mean, like, do you find it kind of weird, kind of like fighting guys you know, or does it bother you at all?
Fighting Mac, even though he's my friend, it don't really bother me because it's a sport at the end of the day. Like, we shake hands at the end of the day. Whatever, I won't be drinking, but he'd probably have a few points to it. But no, it's not too bad because, like, as I said, it's a sport. We're going to fight each other. I done it my last fight with Paul Budden. Like, I'm a great friend with Paul Budden, and we're still great friends now after the fight. Like, so.
And it'll be the same with Mac now.
The same anyway.
But you've obviously seen him fight quite a lot. Like, what are his strengths as a fighter, do you think?
Yeah, I saw him fight a lot. I think his strengths would be, as in he's coming forward, he has a good coming forward style, he's strong punches, strong kicks. So he's a good fighter all around.
And Neptune Stadium as well, it's a fantastic place for this fight. It's just the atmosphere and that kind of that low metal roof really captures it. And a full house next week is going to be class.
Yeah, the atmosphere in Neptune, there's no better feeling in the world than when I'm walking out or if I'm fighting.
And you always have a big crowd with you as well.
Yeah, I always try to bring a big crowd either way because I think it's just better for myself anyway and to show them how good I'm improving per fight and per training session. The other crowds anyway from different clubs cheers me on, so I'm happy that people follow me and support me through my last few fights anyway.
Now you're fighting in a cage next week with MMA gloves. Is MMA something you'd ever be interested in making that transition?
MMA it possibly could in a few years, but I prefer to finish up my Thai boxing career. I know I'd have to learn the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and stuff, but I think if I was doing it won't be until after I finish my Thai boxing career.
Excellent. Well, Dami, best luck. Really looking forward to watching you perform next Saturday, and I can't wait for that fight. It's the fight I'm looking forward to most in the card, so really looking forward to watching that, and best luck next Saturday night.
Thank you, Rory.